Today, President Bush said the U.S. hopes to strike a blow against al-Qaeda by sending military trainers to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. The U.S. may send as many as 200 soldiers to that country. U.S. officials say they have linked the al-Qaeda terrorist network to Chechen fighters hiding in Georgia. But as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports now from the Pentagon, that connection remains tenuous.
The connection traced by some U.S. officials begins in Afghanistan, where U.S. forces and their Afghan allies battled hundreds of foreign fighters last year. They were members of the Taliban or al-Qaeda. Afghan and U.S. officials contend that their enemies included fighters from Chechnya, a breakaway region of Russia. Russian officials claim that Chechen rebels have also left their home country to slip into the neighboring country of Georgia. And President Bush says he believes al-Qaeda's influence reaches there.
I do. And so long as there's al-Qaeda influence anywhere, we will help the host countries rout them out and bring them to justice.
One senior military official said today that al-Qaeda's influence has increased in Georgia, but it's not clear if al-Qaeda members themselves have fled to that country. Questioned by reporters today, several U.S. officials made efforts to avoid saying that any al-Qaeda members are in Georgia at all. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says it's not clear if any Chechens trained in Afghanistan ended up in the Republic of Georgia.
I could say Chechens have received training from al-Qaeda. I could say Chechens have gone in and out of Georgia. But I can't say that the people who received training from al-Qaeda have gone in and out of Georgia, although, you know, I'm not quite sure that's an important distinction.
U.S. officials are not saying the new U.S. deployment to Georgia would strike a direct blow against al-Qaeda. Instead, they suggest they're pursuing broader goals. The U.S. is deepening its ties with Georgia. Like much of the former Soviet Union, Georgia faces desperate poverty and massive corruption. In the 1990s, Chechen fighters moved into Georgia and aided a Muslim separatist movement. U.S. officials say the country remains unstable. Georgian President Edward Shevardnadze has appealed for U.S. aid, and he's been getting some. Last fall, the U.S. sent military helicopters to the Republic. A few military trainers are in the country now. Now the U.S. wants to send more soldiers to a part of the world where the United States is rapidly building its influence. Speaking to reporters today, Pentagon policy official J.D. Crouch described the aid as an effort to support a friendly regime.
I think it will also have some benefit in the global war on terrorism, but I think it's something that we support generally in terms of enhancing our military, it's a military context with the Georgians.
Georgia has not publicly approved the proposed increase in U.S. aid, but a U.S. military official predicts that approval may come soon. The U.S. says its soldiers will not engage in combat. The proposal calls for American special operations troops to begin working to improve the Georgian military. The help would begin with classroom sessions. Later, the U.S. might begin training Georgian troops at military bases. Between 45 and 200 U.S. troops would travel to the country. While it's still unclear what role they'll play in the war on terrorism, they will work to extend U.S. influence in an unstable part of the world. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.